Transport for London is going to start a formal consultation into bringing Crossrail 2 to Surrey. If it happens, it'll be a multi-million pound train line linking us with King's Cross and Hertfordshire, and it'll mean another 9 trains an hour from Surrey to Waterloo, not to mention, of course, the connections to Eurostar via King's Cross. The BBC Transport correspondent, Tom Simons, reports.
It can be busy, cramped and crowded. The capital's transport system is at full capacity or close to it most of the time.
Been getting busy this last little while, so in the light of that it's a bit more frustrating.
I have no idea if there's even a seat.
London's already getting Crossrail. Businesses now also want Crossrail 2 by 2030. It'd link North Hertfordshire to Surrey. The capital could also be getting High-speed 2 to the north. Crossrail 2, though, would cost £12 billion and tunnel right under the capital. This is Surbiton, and it's one of the areas that could benefit from the new rail line.
In principle, it's a good idea. I mean, the problem is that I don't travel past central London, so going to Hertford's no point to me, but if it improves the service from here, yes.
Everyone's standing and it's absolutely rammed, so I think any help to that increased capacity has to be a good idea, I think.
The plan would include a mega station joining King's Cross, St Pancras and Euston. The mayor says he wants Crossrail 2, but he'll need government support. TfL says it has been looking at routes. Businesses say the scheme is vital. Any project would be decades away. Lobbying has begun. The challenge is, as ever, political will and money.
Tom Simons reporting there. Now, the idea of a new train line linking the southwest to the northeast of London was first thought up in the 1980s, but only now has it become a serious proposition, and it could run further south than north than first planned. London First is the latest business group to back the idea. It wants the line to run to Shepperton, Hampton Court, Chessington South and Epsom. David Leem is the infrastructure director there.
Well, it's great to see Surrey so on the ball, actually, and slightly ahead of the game, I think, because Transport for London and Network Rail will be going out to consultation on this scheme in the next month or two. There are going to be two sort of broad options being consulted on. One is a shorter, more tube-like scheme running between Wimbledon and Tottenham up in the northeast. And the second option, which we certainly support and which Surrey, of course, supports, which is a longer regional rail scheme, which would connect, which would both have that central tube line between Tottenham and Wimbledon, but would also run on then down into the southwest to Epsom, Kingston, and potentially beyond, and provide a whole range of additional services for rail commuters as well.
As yet, though, there is no government funding for Crossrail 2, and Surrey County Council says we need to lobby for the money to make it happen. Joining me is Ian Reeve, whose official title is Assistant Director, Economy, Transport and Planning. Ian, thank you for joining us here. When you say Surrey must lobby for funding, does that mean you will be putting the pressure on, and if so, how?
Well, good morning, Nigel. We're trying to encourage lots of people to lobby for this scheme. But the important point in your last piece is there are two possible routes. One is very much a tube line, which is of little interest to Surrey.
Yes.
The other would link Surrey, but not just the stations that it runs to. It would also free up a lot of capacity into Waterloo for all other lines.
Yeah, and that is a point that one of the commuters commenting said there, that they would just be taking it into London, not so bothered about the cross aspect of it. So how much would this be of a benefit to Surrey, in your opinion, if it were to stretch into our county?
Well, The benefit for Surrey would be massive. It could be an extra 40% capacity, an extra 9 trains into Waterloo, and the extra trains into Waterloo aren't just on Crossrail. They would be additional trains on the existing lines that are freed up because we've got extra capacity. So people in Guildford, Woking, actually people as far south as Portsmouth, Southampton, would see extra trains.
And, of course, an increase in value of their property, which is always an interest to a resident. Now, we've seen with Crossrail 1, it's been a political football for many, many years. It does go way, way back, doesn't it? The it took forever once the principal was approved for the funding to come through. So for you, do you foresee that it would be that slow if this were to go ahead?
That's in the hand of government, I'm afraid. We'd like to see it built tomorrow. These large schemes do take time. The earliest I've seen is 2026 for it to be completed. As sooner it can happen, the better, because it's what we need for the economy. We need the rail network to work properly, and it just doesn't at the moment.
There are two public consultations happening. One is your own, and you mentioned supporting Crossrail 2 in your draft railway plan. The other is TfL's as to whether the line should be as far as Surrey. What happens if it doesn't go your way, this TfL one?
We get a new tube line, which is great if you're in London, but there's not a great deal for the rest of the South East. So our consultation starts now, and is on our website. The Transport for London consultation starts in May, and we'd like everybody to vote for the regional scheme, because that would bring benefits not just Surrey, but Hampshire, Southampton, Portsmouth, Wiltshire, Dorset, because the extra capacity it frees up flows all the way along the line.
And how does that voting take place, Ian?
It's on a website, on the Transport for London website, which they will announce in May, and I understand it will be quite a short 3 or 4 questions. Do you support the principle of Crossrail, and if so, which route do you support?
Interesting. Okay, I think we're going to be talking about this again. So Ian Reeve, the Assistant Director, Economy, Transport and Planning from Surrey County Council there.